What's happening?
Oh, I know shit, my bad.
You all good. I was just making sure my camera is right here. Make sure we are ready to go. Good day to you all. Happy Mother's Day. Y'all know the exhibit bar. I won't give it to y'all another year. You know what I'm saying? You know what that means. we hope that you are out with your moms or the people that you made moms. Or if you just fucking somebody's mom. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we hope that you are enjoying your Mother's Day. Your Mother's Day weekend. Even though this was also a birthday weekend for me, I've enjoyed mine. It's been pretty great. Things I can't say on this live stream, so we will not. You dig? Hey, listen. It's not even about that. It's not about nothing I just said. This show is about talking about wrestling like nobody else in the world. And yes, you're in the right place. You are, because you are here to listen to or view the first Black Champ podcast. And I am the Pick Podcast, Intercontinental Champion, longest reigning at this point. Hacksaw Him Duggan, Cam from the Port.
And I am VP DOC JR Banks. Excuse me. I had a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
So that's right. Congratulations. That's right. No, hey, matter of fact, shout out to my cousin Jamia. She got her master's today.
Hey, okay. She had a lot of shit going on in Maine, man. So make sure y'all go ahead, rate, like, subscribe, download. The Barbershed Digital, where you get the Barbershed, where you get the first Black Chat podcast. Make sure you go ahead and get that merch. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at FBC_POD, FBC.POD on Instagram. Mm. And, you know, before we get started, you're talking about birthdays. I mean, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Might as well go ahead and get it out the way. You know, today as we record is not officially your birthday, but the next day it will be. So we might as well go ahead and get the birthdays out the way. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday. We're not going to be doing a pod next week because for the next two weeks, we're taking a break because my ass will be on the Tom Jordan Morning Show Cruise. Tom Jordan Fantastic Voyage Cruise. So my feet will probably be in sand, but filming and working and stuff. So, shit, happy birthday.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Too. The May Day extravaganza continues. We just do it in different places now. As Bang said, you know, less than 24 hours away from my official birthday, 8:05 on 5:15, if you guys are wondering. Freeport Memorial Hospital, Pretzel City, USA. That's where you could find me. Pushing on out of old Roz Green there, or the Roz D, Roslyn Denise. yes, and then, Bang's birthday is then 6 days away from mine, because I'm the 15th, he's the 21st. Shout out to him and Biggie.
5:45 a.m.
Look at that, early. We up early, and we doing this. 5:45 a.m.
Yes, and yes, Bang will miss Saudi Slam.
Oh, yeah.
Depends. Right. It depends. Because I get back on the 27th. So I have my iPad on. You know what I'm saying? I have my phone and my iPad with me. So I'm going to try to get something started. But speaking of Saudi Slam, you know what I'm saying? The Night of Champions coming up on May 27th. Mm-hmm. And man, oh man, oh man. Let's start with this bloodline
shit. Let's do it.
So Night of Champions is usually the night where all of the champions defend their titles. Or the champion, whoever is the champ, and whoever they decide to put you on, you're going to defend that belt. And I think that the WWE is going with the latter because the WWE has decided to put Roman Reigns and Solo versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships of the world. A lot of people were confused because you're thinking, hey, at least the world championship will get defended. And it's not going to be the case. The Universal World Heavyweight Champion is going to be fighting for a title, which I think a lot of people are expecting him to win now. Because when does he or Solo really lose matches?
Right. Hey, since arriving, Solo Sikoa is undefeated. His streak, I think, is now officially longer than Tatanka's.
Well, no, he's not. Well, no, he's actually not.
That's right, because he lost to one joint.
Yeah, because he lost to Cody. And then the next week, he calls Cody the championship.
That's right. That's right. I forget about that match because I didn't watch it because I kind of knew what was going to happen, even though I thought it was going to be like a no contest bloodline run-in thing. So I didn't watch that whole match like I should have.
So, and Brando just put up an interesting option here. What are your thoughts on this? This choice of Roman Reigns actually fighting for the tag team championships as opposed to defending his championship?
It is, I'm super conflicted because it's good for storyline purposes, but it seemingly is bad for the actual main event top guy title holder, right? But on the flip side, now the match that we know will be Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles can truly main event Night of Champions to crown the new world champion. And it doesn't feel forced by making a solo match for Roman too, all puns intended there, I guess, right? That they have to compete with. So I'm trying to understand it from a business standpoint, but am I with the majority of the universe that says, dog, Knight of Champions, the champion of all champions, should be in a match explaining why he's the champion? I am on that side. I am just trying to rationalize what we are about to see.
Yeah, I'm on that side too. Even more importantly, all I'm thinking is that Seth Rollins is the most over wrestler in the WWE right now.
Yes, sir.
My thought process is a little bit different to where is Seth going to overshadow Roman? See, I was thinking Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley, Night of Champions. Go ahead and get this out the way. Knock it out the park. But when I'm looking at what we're looking at right now, I'm also like, well, Bobby Lashley is really the only person at this point where I can see getting a title shot. So I'm conflicted a bit. I'm conflicted a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's Night of Champions. Defend the goddamn belt. Matter of fact, I'll even go further. I'll really say this. Roman Reigns ain't got no business wrestling for a belt that's lesser than him, what he got right now.
Yeah.
And that's how I view the tag team championship. And how I view this feud with Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and Roman Reigns. There's no need to have this shit at this point. The feud should be the Usos, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. I don't see what Roman gets out of having all of the belts basically on SmackDown other than Austin Theory, his belt. So I'll go in with my prediction right now. This fight is going to be some type of DQ, no contest type of situation where he gonna get mad at the Usos for costing him the belt. And that would mean what I'm guessing y'all probably are thinking I'm going to say, that's going to lead to some type of bloodline civil war. What choices are going to be made? I had one other theory that I'll throw out there that I think is a little bit too soon. Roman Reigns ain't taking no pin if they
no,
lose.
No.
Solo's going to take it. So if he's mad at the Usos, then that means he would be mad at Solo if he's the one that cost him the belt. I could possibly see a world that the Usos, including Lil Brother, go over here and Roman and Paul go over there. I'm just throwing out options at this point because right now it's getting to the point where I don't give a fuck about the storyline no more.
Oh, yeah, storyline been dead. Unfortunately, too. Unfortunately, because it all feels forced. Like, Kevin Owens is now in the position of, hey, why are we trying to do anything with the Bloodline storyline? This is over with. And Sami Zayn was like, but no, there's just more to talk about. It's just like, it's literally the person that just maybe watched your favorite TV show for the first time, but it's been off for 2 years. So they'd be like, oh, but that, yo, on season one, episode four. It's like, man, I watched that in 2009. But so yeah, that's the approach that he's taking with it when it should be over. They should just be, I was under the impression that they would be defending one or both titles on both shows to split them up and some effort of splitting them up. But again, the draft leading less to be desired. I don't understand how there was not two tag team matches within that weekend, dropping the belts to one person or another. Just so the Usos have now more to do other than get punked out by Roman. Well, Jimmy specifically.
Yeah. This whole spin the block angle needs to end. Like, it has to. I'm with Kevin Owens. I'm with you. Why are we here? Fam, let's go fight the Street Profits.
Right.
Or some shit. I don't want to fight dude no more. We won here, fam. Let's move on. And I think that's part of my issue. You're devoting so much time into Roman Reigns and these niggas that we ain't developing shit outside of that shit.
Like,
man, I am tired of, honestly, Camp, I am tired of not Roman Reigns. Let me get this straight. Let me. I'm not worried about Roman here. Because Roman the champ, look, I live in the world where Hulk Hogan at one point was the only nigga I knew that helped the belt. And it was like Hogan and Macho Man. Like Macho, on the WWE, Macho Man was the only other nigga that I remember holding the belt and it meaning something for a long period of time. So it's not Roman. It's everything outside of this shit. They want Roman to keep this motherfucking belt till WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But, leave your cousins alone. Fam, don't muff Jimmy. Let him go. Don't stop gaslighting Jay. I don't give a fuck at this point no more. Like, give me somebody else to fight. Like, matter of fact, WWE 2K23. WWE 2K23, if you lose to a nigga enough times, they'll send you a message and be like, hey, I don't want to wrestle this motherfucker no more. That's what this is right here. If they've lost twice in a row, this shit, move on, have these niggas defend some shit, and then just have Jay and Jimmy beat somebody else's ass until they get the title, like, until it gets to a point where we like, okay, we want to see this shit again. Because if this shit don't end with Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam, this shit is for nothing. Because clearly, it still seems like that shit ain't finished. So what? Roman got to whoop Jimmy ass for being the jokester? For Jay to finally be like, fuck you, and I want to wrestle you. Because this time I can beat you. Only to wrestle at SummerSlam and just to lose against this nigga again? Like, that's my issue with this shit. They are building it. Let me rewind. This is where I don't mind what the internet wrestling community was talking about Cody. This is why I don't mind y'all having this conversation. Because this is the main reason why I was happy that Sammy got the tag team championships. Because it ends with a good story. Now, I knew Cody wasn't going to win, so I ain't really give a fuck about that shit. Just give me a good match. But the way that they are tearing down the Usos, it is worse than the Sami Zayn shit. Which to me means that Jay needs to end up as the WWE Universal Champion. But that's not going to happen. So why the fuck is we doing this fuck my cousins shit for?
Sense. It's and part of the reason why is everything on SmackDown leading up to the match that happened after WrestleMania. Like, that should have been the WrestleMania Backlash match. Solo and Roman versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They should have did it then, because that opens up a greater window for whatever Night of Champions could have been. Because even with that being said, right? Let's say they do it at Backlash, they win the titles, and now the Bloodline comes back in with all the gold buns, but amongst two people. And so now, you know, Adam Pearce can do his whole, well, somebody got to defend something, so everybody wrestling. And he could have had two different tag champs in that night and had Roman defend his title, because we all know if it comes down to it, Roman was never going to wrestle three times a night, with two of them being for the Raw and the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. So you kind of, even if you write it on the wall, it's still a very great night. I mean, at the end of the day, Bad Bunny was the epitome of superstar on all levels. So you don't need a stellar performance from your main event guy. So now Night of Champions, we essentially and most likely have Roman opening the show. Because I also don't think having the tag team, the Unified Tag Team Championship match any later than the middle of the show, especially on Night of Champions. like they kind of gotta go first. They're not gonna open up with Liv and Raquel. It's not happening.
No, like soon as this bitch come on, you gotta hear. Like, that's what, and now I will say this. It's great to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens finally wrestling. And that's how the theme song sounds, fam. That's why I don't like the theme song. I still don't like it.
I can tell you don't like it.
I still don't like it. Oh, man. It sound like a crying ass baby, fam. I don't like that theme song. Still don't like it. So, dang. Sorry, y'all. Y'all have fun. I throw up the one, but fuck that theme song. I'm in the 1% of the people that hate this theme song.
Hey, but it's all good.
Let me rock. Yeah, let me rock. But no. It's good to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn going to Saudi Arabia. Apparently, it was some things that happened between Saudi Arabia and Syria, which allows Sami to be like, you know what? I go now. Which begs the question, with that. Knowing that, does the WWE be like, bring your ass out here to lose this title? Like, that's why I don't believe, that Sami is going to lose this belt, because for him to finally be like, yo, I'm gonna slide and lose, it's like a girl trying to convince this girl to come over her crib to get smashed, and she say, you know what? Come on and slide, only for you to get that shit on her period.
That's the equivalent of this. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, your testosterone level is in a good enough order that you don't do anything out of character to the girl. Besides just leaving, tell her to fuck her life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you invited me all the way over here just to come.
Saying? Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. And who's ever traveling the color? You know what I mean? You want a vagina. You know what I mean? So there's that.
It, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I can't see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens losing this belt, because of the relevance of them showing up to this motherfucker anyway. But it is the WWE. Anything can happen in the WWE.
I am the collateral damage that I am very disappointed in is that, and I was prepared to make this my guarantee even without hearing matches, I was seriously thinking that Solo Sikoa was either going to get a United States Championship match or an Intercontinental title match in Night of Champions. And I'm kind of salty it's not going to happen.
Shit, I had him in a damn tournament.
That's right.
Like, why is it not Seth Rollins versus Solo? I'm not mad at AJ Styles.
Nobody's ever mad at AJ Styles.
I'm not mad at AJ Styles going to Night of Champions versus Seth Rollins because the match gonna smack.
And that is also you can't lose with the first champion of the World Heavyweight Championship. Like, even though they've modified the big gold belt and they're taking all the prestige that comes with it, they're not taking the prestige and the resume that comes with it. They just Vince McMahon did what he always wanted to do with the WCW championship. It's put his logo right in the middle of that bitch and give it to the guys that he made famous. So Vince is doing what he wanted to do. No matter what the Jeopardy question will read, who was the first World Heavyweight Champion on Night of Champions, May 27, 2023, AJ Styles or Seth Rollins will always be a great answer. And it's like, okay, wow, we got off to a hot start. That's what I'm talking about. So I totally get that. But damn, yeah, Solo should be having a solo match for a title at Night of Champions.
Yeah, so speaking of this World Heavyweight Championship tournament, we were almost right, Kip. We were almost right. You switch some motherfuckers around, like really one person, and you straight. If you flip, I think it was Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. We had it right for Raw. But it was Damian Priest, Seth freaking Rollins, and Shinsuke Nakamura in round one. And then Cody Rhodes on the Finn Balor and the Miz. And the next one, Seth freaking Rollins and Finn Balor wins. Cody Rhodes was destroyed by Brock Lesnar, which was funny seeing Brock Lesnar say, "I want to fight." Like, that shit was hilarious. Let me just say that was one of the funniest shits that I've seen in wrestling in quite some time, because the motherfucker had a black eye and the cut, like, stitches between his head. So it was almost like, I'll say this, Cody Rhodes was the first nigga to really whoop Brock Lesnar's ass. Yeah.
He was actually scarred up. Look at my face!
Look at my face. I want to fight! I want to fight! Now, I love this Brock Lesnar. I said it on Twitter. I'll say it here. I like my Brock Lesnar when he's beating up one leg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like my Brock Lesnar when you're on the stretcher and he picks up the stretcher and tosses you into a ring ramp. I like my Brock Lesnar to be just a little bit homicidal. I need my Brock Lesnar to be just a little bit crazy, because people that size and white and crazy make for great television when it's for television purposes. This Brock Lesnar is scary. This Brock Lesnar is like, okay, I've been allowing y'all to get off on me, pause, for way too long. Now it's time to show y'all why I'm the most dangerous man in sports and entertainment. So I'm legit worried about Cody Rhodes and Night of Champions. Awesome. Because that man right there that I saw grab him and say, I want to fight, makes everything a bit more scary, which in turn makes me more invested. Because if Cody Rhodes get past this Brock Lesnar, he got to win Money in the Bank.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. Yeah, you know what? Brock Lesnar is who Brian Bosworth was supposed to be in movies. Like, he's literally supposed to be that. Like, oh wow, like this big
Stone Cold.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? like this big white guy that's just like a terror, but you believe in him. Like, it's crazy, but. Yes, Cody versus Brock one more time. Not mad at it. I mean, I guess, hey, these guys are champions, right? You know, they're they carry the champion label. I guess. Anything to legitimately take Cody Rhodes out of the title hunt, but yet still keep him in, I think is valid. Because obviously, you know, like he missed some time. You know, he had the torn pec, and probably all the matches that he was supposed to have, we can just sneak him in here through the summer. If he does win, I like him winning Money in the Bank because that sets up what we were talking about, what we want to see from Cody Rhodes, the summer of 2023, which is the which what we feel is the inevitable heel turn, and there's no better way to get your heel turn popping than to win Money in the Bank and cash it in when you effing feel like it, no matter who has what to say about it. I personally want Cody Rhodes to take the approach, the old underhanded approach, like, oh, the match been over, and he bleeding in the turnbuckle, and then here you come. It's like, yeah, hey, oh, well, whoa, give him a belt. Here we here. So I have no problem with that, and I'm going to cheer loudly, and I'm going to wait for Raw for him to explain why he cashed in to all you fair weather Cody Rhodes fans. So I'm going to wait.
And that's when he turns into Homelander, basically. But on Raw, we had that. On SmackDown, a little bit different. You know, Bobby Lashley ended up busted up. He wrestled Austin Theory and Sheamus. AJ Styles, Edge, and Rey Mysterio wrestled. And we got AJ Styles and Roberto Lashley in the final where AJ Styles won. So we're going to get AJ Styles and Seth freaking Rollins at Night of Champions. Like I said earlier, look, there's a guarantee that this match is going to smack. So I ain't worried about that. However, is there a world where AJ Styles shocks the world and become the first WWE World Champion?
It is, honestly. It honestly is. And I think that's what's very cool about this particular matchup, because you got two guys who at face or heel have succeeded at the high level, but it becomes down to which one do you want to see? I can't lie. I prefer heel AJ Styles over face AJ Styles, because heel AJ Styles smacked the shit out of Shane McMahon and threw him through glass. And I thought he hurt him in real life forever. So I cheer Seth Rollins regardless. He's always a face to me in my world. He's always a face. I don't care what he do. I just love Seth Rollins. So, and you know, for some of the misfortune that happened with AJ over the last couple years now, you know, just through injury and what have you, this would be a good jump start to 2023 to be like, yo, you know, AJ Styles was deep in these conversations right before the pandemic. So, you know what I'm saying? So here's a reintroduction for y'all that might just be new fans in the past 2-3 years that don't know what's up with AJ Styles. However, you know, even though it's a possibility, if they're not going with the hottest hand to have a title on them now at this stage in wrestling, then what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? Because no matter how we feel about anybody ever, I've always learned through every single era of wrestling that the hottest guy in your company needs a top title. So, and that is Seth Rollins. There's nobody hotter than Seth Rollins, even though obviously we have a guy that's about to close in 1,000 days as the champion. Right now, he's not hotter than Seth freaking Rollins.
Is there a situation where he's too hot?
Yes. And that is why they gotta give him a belt. Like, Puerto Rico was different. Like, you think about it, right? He was top three pop of the night, and he not from there. Everybody with a bigger pop, and you could even say one of them is kind of manufactured. Seth Rollins still had the second largest pop of the night in Puerto Rico. And that's over Damian Priest, because they got to not mess with him that night. And Zelina Vega, which we know that was just, okay, that's just fanfare. But no, Seth freaking Rollins, though, it didn't compare to Bad Bunny. Let's not go there. But for what it was for that night, for an exhibition match against Omos, nah, dog. I've never cheered that loud for the Warrior when he was just facing Akeem. Nah, it never happened, bro.
Yeah, you never, like, Macho Man versus Andre the Giant. You just like, yeah. Oh, nigga, make that live.
So.
That's it.
So, yeah, man. I mean, hey, look. You want the replica belts to sell? Give them to Seth Rollins.
Man, that is it. That is all. Listening to, looking at the list, Damian Priest, Seth freaking Rollins, mm-hmm. Shinsuke Nakamura, Cody Rhodes, Finn Balor, The Miz, AJ Styles, Edge, Rey Mysterio, Austin Theory, Bobby Lashley, and Sheamus. Those 12 people, did they get it right?
Yeah, they honestly did. You know, we had the whole talk before we even seen it. And, I mean, outside of, like, Riddle and Drew McIntyre, right? And those are just because we kind of expected them to be in there. But I threw Riddle in just to, like, let's get a new face for these main titles. I think, you know, even though I was all about new faces, but I consider Damian Priest a new face, you know? You know, even though Sheamus is just on fire right now, but at the same time, AJ, not new to us by any stretch, but he's a new face in this recent title just conversation. So, and Shinsuke also, which when they were trying to run down accolades and all they had was that he won the Royal Rumble, I was like, damn. So yeah, he actually is due for this. So it made me really feel like, okay, they're trying to really put at least some new names in the conversation, because when Seth Rollins wins, I do want to see Seth Rollins versus Damian Priest for the World Heavyweight Championship. Like, I need to see that. July, I need to see that. And I'm okay with it. And I think even though haven't we seen Shinsuke versus Seth a couple times already? I think it's just ushering in the possibility of new opponents. I think that's good. But for the most part, they got it right. We named everybody in the match without naming everybody in the match, without even seeing everything.
We basically named all the people who really deserve to be up in there. I only disagree with you with The Miz. And only because I felt like Gunther should have been.
Okay.
For one reason, and it's kind of, you kind of said it, the tease of a Seth Rollins versus Gunther. A tease of another match between Cody Rhodes and Gunther. Because we saw the Royal Rumble. We need that. Sure. We need that more than we need Brock Lesnar, Cody, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let time let you forget how those were the two final men in the Royal Rumble, and that shit smacked. We need that tease for that. But that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all. I was cool with Sheamus, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, Rey Mysterio, Edge, and AJ Styles. The Edge thing is a bit interesting to me. And mainly because, you know, Edge has been on this, I ain't got a lot of time left shtick. So it would have been interesting to see him versus Seth freaking Rollins again. And we know that match going to smack too. But with AJ Styles being gone for so long and honestly being in a little bit of limbo since last year's WrestleMania, it's good to see him in that spot. Sure. Speaking of spots.
I'm all with you on everything AJ Styles. Yep.
All right. Speaking of spots, I noticed that the chatter of Bianca Belair's title reign starting to become talk. It's going from chatter to deep, long talks. And it feels like, to me, the word on the street is Bianca Belair's title reign is now stale. How do we fix this?
We fix it by either having her lose or having her change her attitude. How many times are they going to go to Knoxville and have a party? Like, just how many times? Like there's officially not been a time in the last three, I think, or maybe even 4 years where SmackDown or Raw has not gone to Knoxville, Tennessee, and there has been some special parade or some special ring party for Bianca Belair. Not that I'm against black women being celebrated and having a good time, but here's the deal. It's the same thing. She done got everything but the key to the city. And, you know what I'm saying, free passes for her and all her family to Dollywood. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that she ain't got since she's been there. And it's it just makes you think, what next? Because what next should have been Rhea Ripley. Now, I've noticed this, and I'm sure y'all have noticed this. They ain't swapped belts yet. So, and I don't know if it's been seen or not. I didn't see it, all right? I didn't see everything. But unless they're going title for title at Night of Champions, they're supposed to swap belts. So, and since Rhea Ripley has beaten up men and women the last 8 months, I could see her winning both and be like, hey, somebody come take one from me. Now, this would be interesting because she's not going to get to the 1,000 days like Roman. But I would like to see a world where Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair happens right now, because you got one on the obvious incline and talks about one being on a decline. Let's have them clash right now to solidify Bianca Belair's next move. It's all about Bianca at the end of the day. Rhea Ripley is who she is. She beat Charlotte at WrestleMania and she has a title. She has nothing more to prove this year. She can coast. Bianca Belair is the one that is in trouble now, because Trish Stratus is officially, I guess, full time again. Her versus Becky Lynch is going to happen. And we're going into Night of Champions not really impressed with what Bianca Belair is going to do. And we don't, because we don't even know it yet.
Yeah, so I'm watching SmackDown and the segment with her and Asuka. And, you know, Asuka supposed to turn heel. Didn't feel like it. It felt like Bianca was the one that was turned to heel. Hear me out, y'all. You go look back at Bianca's reaction to getting sprayed in the face with the mist. You go look at her reaction. It felt hellish to me. It didn't feel, oh, I'm helpless. It feels like what happens at every celebration the heel has. The heel get to talking their shit. Somebody come out, mess some shit up. The heel is, That's what that felt like to me. I'm not going to put no guarantee on it, but it feels like the slow heel turn of Bianca Belair has started. Just me.
Hey, I think it'll be right on time in my view. You know what I'm saying? And I say that because something else does have to happen. I don't think that they have any more heel competitors for her to face, if I'm just being honest. I think the ones that they had, they traded to SmackDown. And obviously that they're not sending Raquel on a solo run anytime soon. And Damage Control, because Dakota Kai would have been next, but she's on SmackDown now. So... Yep. I don't know. I mean, the talk is valid, though. The talk is extremely valid because Bianca Belair has been on top for a long time. She has the kind of stats that should make her a heel. People should start hating her now. Like, yo, I'm the longest reigning Raw Women's Champion of the modern era. I've main evented two WrestleMania. No, she's 3-0 at WrestleMania. She's won a title every time at WrestleMania. It's like all that. That usually sends somebody out to shut you up. So it's about time.
Yeah, basically. That thought you had, though, about the championships is a bit interesting. because that should have happened on Friday.
Yep. Because the rosters were in effect and locked in. Monday.
Yeah, that's interesting, to say the least. Let's go back to this championship tournament. Let's say, for instance, Seth freaking Rollins wins. Who should be the first opponent for the new WWE World Champion?
I would say Sheamus, because Sheamus one's on the Raw match. Yeah, I'm sorry,
he's on SmackDown.
And who am I thinking about then?
So Damian Priest, Shinsuke, Cody Rhodes, Finn Balor.
Shinsuke, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm trying not to cross brands. But really, some of the people from SmackDown should get the shot because they never got the shot against Roman Reigns. That's why I said Sheamus. Sheamus was actually in a position where he should have gotten not the Intercontinental title, but a Universal Championship shot. Like, he was supposed to get one. So I kind of say Sheamus, like, not being funny, he literally would have earned that right if it was any other time in wrestling.
You ain't lying. Now, what's funny is one of the reasons why I asked that, because there was a rumor that came out in the dirt sheets. It said that due to his work the last couple of weeks, they're very high on Damian Priest.
Hey, again, hey, SummerSlam. Or July, I'm sorry. Whatever July is, Great American Bash, Great Balls of Fire. We hope it's not that name ever again. Whatever the July pay-per-view is, that's where I want Damian Priest versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's about it. That's really about it, really, when it comes to wrestling. It ain't really been a lot.
Nah. I don't know if it's true. I seen it on Twitter real quick when I was in between trips to the car that look like Randy Orton's back is going to keep him out a little bit longer than expected. I did see that.
You know what? I did see that.
So,
which I kind of expected with what they said, the back issue. No, once it's your back, fam, you 40. Yeah. Go sit your ass down.
No, facts.
I will. You know what? Speaking of that, okay. I have something. Not too long, but considering that you would be 40 plus tomorrow,
Jackie Robinson,
I will be 40 plus next week. I kind of took umbrage, have you say that word. I was pissed. Okay. Mad, I was upset. I was watching the King of the Ring pay-per-views these last couple of weeks. And today I really dug in and got to Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Jake the Snake. And it wasn't even about that they was talking about, you know, how my man an alcoholic and he turned his life over to God. It was, he's 41 and this might be his last shot. I ain't gonna front. That pissed me off. As somebody who will be 41 in 7 days, I was looking at that shit like, the fuck up out of here. What you mean it might be his last chance? Could it been his last chance if he was doing crack? Doing lines of coke? Drinking heavily? Yeah. But damn, excuse me, they made being in your 40s sound like you were going to die.
Yeah, hey, I was just having this conversation with another gentleman that's officially 40 plus now yesterday. I was like, man, you know, the 40-year-olds in the 90s when we were in high school, they really did something just off because the 40-year-olds... of now our time, like, we kicking their ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, now granted, we didn't have the stress of having to deal with maybe there being the draft. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't forced to work in factories fresh out of high school. It was optional. You know what I'm saying? They started making strides with water and lotion. You know what I mean? Soaps. It's all kinds of different just things that exist to keep your skin looking a certain way now. But man, yeah, 41 sounded like
Jergens is hitting better than it was.
Listen, basically, when we get to speaking to that match, knowing that's what Jake looked at it like at 41, you like, damn, man, really? Cause bro, I'm that age now. Look, hey, look.
Right.
Do I look like I need to read Revelations to save my life to get a wrestling match? I hope not to y'all.
Bruh. Jerry the King Lawler was killing his man Edge. And I'm like, that's me next week.
Hey. And then and he killing them. He already is.
And they're like, nah, Jack, y'all tripping tonight.
I officially identify with Bob Backlund in the 92 Royal Rumble. I officially identify with Bob Backlund in that 92 Rumble. He's 43 years old. How is he doing this? Rest in peace to Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Fam, that's all I'm thinking as I'm watching this. Like, are we seriously doing this? I ain't that old, Jack. That's all I was thinking. I ain't that old.
Right.
No.
We got a lot. Hey, you know what? I'm officially stamping it. We got about 22 years before we start saying we old, man. I'm not going out like that. I can be of age. I can be an elder. You can call me OG, Unc. I don't care nothing about that. I'm not old until I start looking. Fuck that.
So did Jake look old for 90s
days? Oh yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, that's why the promo hit so hard. That when Steve Austin got up there and said, you sat there and you say your prayers and you thump your Bible and it didn't get you anywhere. And he was like, all he need to do is go grab a bottle of Thunderbird and dig back that courage he had in his prime. It's like, damn, the Thunderbird really is probably what got him looking like that as they carrying him out. Like, stay away from Thunderbird.
Man, I watched that in so much disgust. And all I could do is look at my son. You know, at that time, I think I'm like 14 years old. So I'm looking at that and I'm like, damn, if they shitting on Jake the Snake now, but AJ Styles came into this bitch like 41. Bobby Lashley, I think, absolutely. 45.
He definitely, a few years older than us.
Bobby Lashley is the best 45-year-old man I've seen.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley looked like he is not his 40s.
Bobby Lashley is literally one of the few black people that might be a vampire. He definitely has not aged in 20 years. I know he cut his eyebrows off and stuff, but or maybe he don't. I don't know. He got the barest face ever. The point I'm making is, Bobby Lashley looks exactly like the day he came into the WWE. Except now he has more natural muscle tone. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I just hurt my feelings, Ken. It really hurt my feelings to see that.
No, I get it.
Because coming into my age, I'm like, damn. You know, I just came off a trip to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I look? Am I the Jake the Snake old head, or am I the Bobby Lashley old head? Am I the Ric Flair old head, or am I the AJ Styles old head? Because remember, like, they was trying to write off, what was that Fall Brawl. I don't know how old Ric Flair was at Fall Brawl, but they made you think he was going to die.
Hey. Everything about that new regime branding Ric Flair screamed grumpy old men. It screamed, oh, next movie starring, co-starring with Walter Matthau. Like, I thought, I honestly thought that Ric Flair was in his 60s then, the way they were talking about him. So, like, when I, unfortunately, when he was running into the health issues, even then, I was like, damn, he only 70-something? because the way that they were talking, the way that new WCW regime was branding him, like he was just this old guy trying to be young again, or taking away like that vintage Flair look from like making him cut his hair and, you know, wear khakis and things of that nature. I was like, dang, how old is Ric Flair? They had me thinking he was born in like 1937 or something.
Man, they had you thinking Ric Flair was wrestling for the NWA World Championship in 1947. Yeah, as a
grown man.
But you see, go back to that time. Like, now, yes, granted, niggas at 40 in 1993 look way older and washed than they do now. Like, even just look at some of the women in Hollywood. Regina Hall could play a 40-year-old for the next 20 years. You know what I'm saying? But it just takes you to a different place when you see these people and you like, damn, y'all making it seem like these folks gonna die tomorrow.
Right.
So when I look at Randy Orton bringing it back to Randall Keith, he ain't got a wrestle. Oh,
no, he's good.
If they say Randall Keith back is that bad, well, they like, you know what? Man, you don't even worry about it. I'll say to you, Randall Keith, you had a great career. Can't wait to see your Hall of Fame induction. Can't wait to see John Cena induct you, or Edge, one of them. And go sit down. But my question is now a bit more complex because it's wrestling. And we've seen what happened to wrestling over the years and how people don't necessarily, it's an addiction. Can you see Randy Orton being somebody's manager?
Randy Orton being the manager, you know what? Yes. But it can't be with just anybody. Like,
so who you pairing Randy Orton with?
See, that's a good question, because that's where I'm stuck at right now. I'm trying to do a mental Rolodex here as I think of guys specifically in NXT and even maybe AEW. The trick with Randy Orton is this. I like the legacy run with Teddy Jr. and Cody, because they looked like two young guys that could hang with Randy Orton. Not just hang with him in the ring, but like in real life. Like, Randy Orton is a very good looking and athletic guy. And you just can't stick that kind of guy with any two other guys and think that they're going to win. Like, you.
Right.
They got to be guilty by association. So it would almost be like, matter of fact, you know what? What's it? The gun show, gun club? Billy's Sons would look pretty good with Randy Orton. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you got to give him somebody like that. Like, some guys that they got the look, they got the body, they got the skills. Because Randy Orton for the last 20 years, I'm sorry, not decade, two decades, has been full of the stuff you can't teach. So there's no way to throw him respectfully, because we like him, with like Cameron Grimes. You can't just throw him with right. Bron Breakker either, though. You got to throw, you kind of got to give him a white Carmelo Hayes. You kind of got to throw him in there with like, we'll clean Luke Perry's son up and throw him out there, because he might, even though he's a little guy, he might have some extra that comes with him just by being associated with Randy Orton. At the end of the day, his dad was Luke Perry. Rest in peace to the legend. That'll get him some more points. Randy Orton can put him with the stuff he can't teach. That elevates him a little bit more. So I'm all for Randy Orton being in wrestling in some capacity, but you got to make it make sense for even his own brand.
Yeah, that's why my pick is Bron Breakker.
Interesting.
I think you pair Randy Orton with Bron Breakker, you have the legacy part two, so to speak. But you don't need all them niggas. They either. I think Randy and Bron even comes off, depending how you do it, somebody who is a bit unstable.
Okay, I see the angle. Okay. I see it now. I see it now.
Bit unstable. You have somebody like Randy also who can teach him the ropes, go on the road with him, and things of that nature. If Randy Orton wants to still be involved with wrestling, but he can't wrestle, give him Bron Breakker. That's the person who I would put with Randy Keith. And I think it would work out.
Okay. I'm not mad at it. I guess, you know what? Because he's a Steiner, he just has that odd cool factor. Where Randy Orton is just cool in general. And that's why.
Right.
That's why I'm not 100%, but I do see the vision now. I do see the vision.
Yeah. Like, Randy Orton, I think, is one of those wrestlers that just has too much to give and can't just walk away. For sure. It is sad and disappointing that he has to go through this. Like, Randy is also one of those people where he ain't have to, but I was hoping to see, like, if we all basically the same age. Randy Orton is one of those wrestlers that I look at like Ric Flair.
For sure.
Like, I want to be able to watch with my kids Randy Orton, to be like, oh man, y'all don't know shit about Randy right. Keith, man. But he's still doing it.
You know
it.
What? Not for nothing. And I don't know how this passed over my radar, because I think he's going to be fine no matter what. But, I mean, shoot, Austin Theory could benefit from having Randy Orton in this corner. Just on some, yo, you really want to tap into this heel shit? You think you won't? Let me show you what this is about.
Matter of fact, to end this part today, closes out. Who would be Randy Orton's new legacy group? Because you got two I'm thinking of right now. If it's three people along with him, Austin Theory, Bron Breakker, and
the only other person, but he too old for it, and I don't mean to be discriminatory, but like if LA Knight was 10 years younger, I'd throw him in that mix. Yeah. But LA Knight got it though. He just need to get the shot.
Yeah, Randy Orton.
Shit, Ricky Bron Starks. Breaker. Fuck,
you right about that. There you go. Because Ricky Starks gonna mess around and be up in the WWE when his contract is over with. Since his homie is there. Yeah, I do it like that. Ricky Starks, Bron Breakker, Austin Theory, all managed by Randy Orton, would be my legacy of 2024.
Okay. Not mad
so to speak.
Yeah, oh man, I mean shoot. I threw those two. I honestly do like Billy Gunn's sons, man. They're Ricky. I threw him out there earlier. And Gunshaw, Ricky, and Austin Theory. Yeah, I really think that is. I'm just trying to think of the guys that could benefit from him right now in real time. And I think those are the guys that would be the fastest. Fastest to improve, that is. The only other guy. Oh, no, oh, you know what? Sleeper pick. Let me throw one out there. My man, Sabu Rich Son. You dig what I'm saying? From LDF. And he can start by whooping Rey Mysterio ass. That's perfect.
Hey, you be having me rolling when you call him Sabu Rich Son.
Yeah, Sabu Rich Son in that mix.
Let me just let you know that right now. You be having me rolling. Get him out the LWO.
Yeah. He be like, look, you don't need all of this. He's like, you've got something special. and he get right to commencing to beating Rey ass, just like Randy Orton would do.
Oh man. See, man, if this shit's true, man, I'm gonna mess around and have to go on my Randy Orton bag and start watching Randy Orton matches. Or at least when he start going crazy and shit.
No, facts.
Facts. So hey man, so pretty much no guarantee.
Yeah, right? No, man. I mean, I think we've given a lot of premonition out. Matter of fact, I don't have a guarantee for this week. I guarantee, well, if y'all want one, just a Lucy, I guarantee they better find out what's up with those women switching these belts because that don't make no sense. And, hey, listen, man, what we want y'all to do, if you got a guarantee, okay, post it on any of our social platforms that we're on. But hey, we're still looking to find out who is the master of the ooh yeah, all right? Is it Casey Haley from Jodeci or is it Macho Man Randy Savage?
Oh, you had me rolling for that. Hey, I am picking Macho Man. It's not even close. It's not even
the architect.
You know why I pick Macho Man?
What's up?
Because the reason why I pick Macho Man, because Macho Man can do it in different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Macho Man can Elizabeth, will you marry me?
But he busts the quick one too though. Pause, because like, oh yeah, and then he go right into the like those like the right before he became the Macho King. Oh yeah, that was one of them. Also, I will say though, this poll got high women interaction. Had no idea that would happen. They were like, "Wow, this is actually a good question." I was like, "Oh, really? I didn't know you were watching wrestling." But they all did pick Macho Man too, though. Well, one was stuck. They
but
didn't
you know what?
One picked the Macho Man as well.
But you know what I've learned, which is very interesting, Kent, is that a lot of women like For Macho sure. Man. Now, considering what his character was before,
yeah, hey, Macho Man was snatching Elizabeth up, and so I'm gonna just leave it at that. Hey, didn't I tell you to get out of the way?
Oh, yeah. Stop talking to her! Like,
I'm trying to do an interview here.
Get over there! Stop talking to her!
I see it.
God damn, fam, you extra aggressive to Mean Gene because he's trying to ask her a question. Don't answer any questions. Don't answer anything. You want to talk to somebody? Talk to the Macho Man, you know? Mean Gene be like, but that's your matter. It doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Like, goddamn. But a lot of women love Macho Man. So, like I said, you could have been getting fingered by me watching Raw episodes if you're doing commentary. Oh, yeah.
You know? Hey, but life is still good regardless, you know?
But now, man, hey, man,
yes,
close
man,
this out,
thank
though.
Y'all for checking out this evening edition of the show. Even if you're checking it out in the morning, you know, the spirit, the energy is different when we record at night, and we love it. Man, we appreciate y'all, as always. The likes, comments, shares, questions, the posts. making us choose one, making sure one got to go, just answering. We appreciate all of it as you interact with this within this community. Obviously, Bang and I could do this show by ourselves, but keeping you all along for the ride and contributing in your own way to the community makes it that much greater. So that we do thank you for. And if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ Podcast. Pick VPBDOC. We are out. Hi, Johnny's mom.
Damn.
Hopefully she doesn't sound like that.